on the fourth day of missile attacks between Israel and Iran, Israel says it has largely knocked out Iran's air defenses and now claims it can bomb much of Iran at will. In contrast, Israel still has strong air defenses in place, but Iran is unleashing waves of missiles nightly, and some are getting through with lethal results. We're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie for more. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Greg, help us understand, how has Israel been able to defeat Iran's air defenses?
So, Israel inflicted real damage on Iran's air defenses when they had a missile exchange last October. And this time around, Israel says its Mossad intelligence agency secretly infiltrated Iran and was able to take out many of these remaining air defenses on Iran's western border. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel now has a, quote, free highway to Tehran. Israel has top-of-the-line U.S.-made F-35 fighters. These and other planes have bombed Iran hundreds of times in the past 4 days, and Israel says it hasn't lost a single aircraft. I spoke about this with Chuck Freilich, a former deputy national security advisor in Israel.
This is anything but a tit-for-tat war. Iran is being hit extremely hard on all levels. It takes some time, but we've already suppressed the anti-aircraft systems and are in the process of doing the same thing to the missile, the surface-to-surface missiles.
Now, if this becomes an extended battle, what does that mean for Israel's ability to hit Iran and particularly its nuclear sites?
So Israel is hitting the nuclear sites, but the two most important ones are very difficult targets. The Natanz uranium enrichment site is largely underground, and the Fordo enrichment site was built deep inside a mountain. Israel is certain to bomb them repeatedly, but it's just not clear at this point whether it will have enough firepower in its arsenal to badly damage or destroy them. Israel may seek help from the U.S. to use its more powerful bunker-busting bombs on these sites. However, President Trump is supportive of Israel, but he says he does not want the U.S. in offensive operations against Iran. So this is not a big issue between them at the moment, but it could become one.
Understood. Okay, well, what about Israel's air defenses? How are they holding up?
Yeah, Israel is shooting down about 90% of Iran's incoming ballistic missiles, and that's roughly what was expected. Several of these missiles hit in Israel on Monday morning, killing civilians in apartment buildings and causing a huge blaze at an oil refinery. Israel has two of its own defense systems for ballistic missiles. One is that called the Arrow. The other is David's Sling. Both are geared for these missiles that fly very high and very fast. The best known system, of course, is Iron Dome, but that's designed for short-range rockets. Chuck Freilich says the military has found a novel use for Iron Dome in this conflict.
The Iron Dome has been deeply involved in shooting down the remnants of intercepted missiles, which in some cases can cause as much damage as the missiles themselves.
Greg, last thing, how is the U.S. helping Israel with its air defenses?
Yeah, several ways. The U.S. had two warships in the eastern Mediterranean off the western coast of Israel when Israel launched its attack on Iran last Friday. Now, those ships and the planes on those ships have been actively engaged in combating the Iranian attacks. Now, in addition, the U.S. has sent two top-of-the-line air defense systems to Israel since late last year. These are known as THAAD, and they are operated by U.S. troops on the ground in Israel. So the U.S. is deeply involved in Israel's defense, but at this point, not with its offense.
NPR's Greg Myrie, thanks as always.
Sure thing.